Now, the government has insisted that the time is now right to sell part of its 13.9% stake in Bank of Ireland. Minister for Finance Pascal Donoghue said that at the end of a six-month period, the government will continue to own some shares in the bank, but in the medium term, it hopes to end its involvement as an investor in Bank of Ireland. Let's talk now to Sinn Féin's finance spokesman, Piers Doherty. Piers Doherty, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, Justin.
In your view, is this a good decision for the taxpayer to sell this part of this 13.9% stake in Bank of Ireland at this time?
Yeah, Justin, I think that's the key question. Is it the right time? And we would be seriously concerned in relation to value for money and why the government have decided that the time is now. We know that the share prices in Bank of Ireland are significantly suppressed compared to where they were 4 years ago. The value of our shareholdings back in 2017 was 1.1 billion euro. Today it's valued at somewhere in the region of 650 million euro. That's nearly half a billion euro of a reduction. So there's a serious question as to why the minister has decided that the time is right, given that we are seeing a recovery in the share price. They have doubled in the last year. It would be envisaged that as we come out of the pandemic, as we see more economic recovery, that the bank share prices would increase in value, but we wouldn't be in a position, as I say, to benefit, and therefore taxpayers would have lost out in the medium term in relation to this.
Okay, but predicting where share prices is going to go is a bit like betting on horses. You don't know whether they're going to go up or go down in the future. And given that the state has made its money back, the investment it put into Bank of Ireland, it's made its back, isn't now as good a time as any to get out?
No, look, I think you're right in terms of, you know, you would need a crystal ball to actually accurately predict where share prices are going to go. But we do have to recognise a number of things. One is share prices were 1.1 billion in 2017. They dropped in the pandemic to 300 million euro. They've recovered to about 650. It's likely that they would recover again. You have to use your intuition in relation to this. We are still in the pandemic, and you know, for the first time in quite a number of years, we've seen the bank make a loss, although they have recovered their position in the second quarter or the second part of last year. So therefore, there is a serious question of why we do this. This is a huge gamble that could cost the Irish taxpayer up to half a billion euro by getting the timing of this wrong. And there is no need for this announcement to happen at this point in time.
Do you accept what the minister says, that there is a need to break the link between the finances of the state and the finances of banks, and that it's important then to sever that link so that you can move on and have a healthier banking sector where you at least have one independent operator?
Well, there's a couple of things there. First of all, we should ask the question of the minister, why didn't he sell these shares 4 years ago when we would have got nearly half a billion euro extra? The second thing is, I believe in the medium term, and we haven't argued that we would continue to have to continue to retain the shares in Bank of Ireland, but we do believe that there is a role for the state to continue to be the majority shareholder in AIB. And I think that's particularly important given the fact that the banking landscape has significantly changed, and we're basically facing a duopoly here with Bank of Ireland and AIB. And it is important that the state has that ownership, has that influence in relation to AIB if it is needed to be exerted, not on a day-to-day lending basis, but in relation to the importance of lending into the economy that meets the strategic aims of government. And we have to recognise that across Europe, there are many countries that have ownership of banks. So it's not something that is unique. Obviously, we ended up owning the banks or having significant shareholdings in them as a result of them going bust. Nobody wanted to be in that situation. But we have carried the can for that. We have paid the price for that, and people have felt the burden of that. Now that these banks are profitable, now that they're back paying dividends, it is important that we have a retaining shareholder in AIB. The question in terms of Bank of Ireland is about when you divest from that investment and when you get value for money. And basically, if you know, this is a long-term plan of the government to divest from AIB, but actually refusing to do it 4 years ago has meant that the taxpayer is going to be short about half a billion euro. So that's the serious question we would have in terms of the timing of this.
All right, I want to ask you about the further reopening of society. There are growing concerns now about the spread of the Delta variant of COVID-19 and the impact that that will have on the next phase of reopening. And you'll have heard Professor McInerney earlier in the programme saying that hospitalisation is up 40% in the UK last week alone. Now, if the public health experts advise the government to delay the rest of the reopening for a couple of weeks, will Sinn Féin support that?
Look, I think, Justin, in relation to the pandemic and how we look at opening and closing, I think we've always said that we've been guided by the public health advice. And, you know, you heard the professor there look about needing additional data. We are waiting for the public health advice to provide that advice to government and indeed to the public. And we would be, if we were in government, making these decisions guided by that. There is no doubt about it. But, you know, our focus would be to try and get the economy, try and get society back up and running, and the rest of those sectors that are closed down back open. That would be our motivation in relation to this. I think that's where everybody wants, but we don't want a situation where we're opening up for a few short weeks having to close down again. So in this, we have to be guided by the public health advice. And I must say that they have kept us, you know, in a fairly straight trajectory throughout this pandemic. And I think it is wise to be heeded to the whatever advice they give us.
Okay. A decision from government isn't, though, expected until next week. And there are some concerns being expressed by publicans, and we'll hear from them in the programme a little later on, that decision should be made sooner because they have stock to buy and staff to roster and so on.
Yeah, and I've made that point myself to the Taoiseach, to the Taoiseach in the past, that this isn't a situation where these businesses can flip a switch and everything is fine within a couple of days, that there are those issues that you have outlined, and that's why they need certainty, as much certainty as possible. It is an evolving situation, but bringing it down to the wire is not good for anybody. And it's not good for, you know, these businesses who have been closed in that format for the best part of a year. And if that advice can be brought forward, then it should be brought forward, and decisions should be made and clarity should be given.
Just finally, Piers Doherty, the St. Vincent's Hospital Group has said that the delivery of integrated patient care, that it, because of that, it must retain ownership of the site at the National Maternity Hospital, the site where that is to be built. What is the Sinn Féin position if that site cannot be purchased by the government? Does Sinn Féin want the government to move off and look at a different site?
Well, look, this is a complete and utter mess, and Fine Gael have their fingerprints all over this. This goes right back to 2013. It's a project now that's 6 years behind schedule, is running over budget by what's estimated about €500 million. And our position is very clear. In 2017, we put forward a Dáil motion, which was actually passed at that time, that the National Maternity Hospital would remain entirely within public ownership, which would be legally guaranteed independence from all non-medical influence. And that's what we need to achieve. So, you know, it's
does that mean moving to a different site then if St. Vincent's refuses to change its position?
Look, there are options here, despite the fact that they're not the desirable avenue, but there are options in relation to the CPO, and that option and all options need to be on the table. But really, it's frustrating for us, and I'm sure it's frustrating for the public and frustrating for women, that this is going on now for 8 years and we have a situation where the government have created another mess, not just in relation to delay or overruns, but also the ownership of the actual land in which this National Maternity Hospital is to be built, and it needs to be resolved immediately.
Okay, Sinn Féin's finance spokesman Piers Doherty, thank you for joining us.